Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider, is joining us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Great to have you on, Adam. What are you hearing about the Broncos search? We know Nathaniel Hackett is actually here in Denver.
Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett's there. I think Dan Quinn will be coming in, it sounds like. It looks like they're looking at Kevin O'Connell. I think there's a little bit of a team here going on, and that's this. If we look back at the last few Denver Broncos coaches, defensive minded, and I think that they are looking to see if there's an offensive guy worthy of going that route, although they do like Dan Quinn an awful lot. And if they could get him, I think they'd be happy doing that. But I think that they like these offensive guys. And the idea of having an offensive-minded head coach, so you don't have to worry about that piece of things each year and an offensive coordinator leaving and having to replace him, if that makes any sense.
Sure, of course. Hey, before we go further with the Broncos, why don't we start with these other jobs, with the Giants and Vikings? And, you know, sometimes it takes one big domino to fall. So is there a team that you think is the closest to getting something done? And then will there be a chain reaction that comes from that?
Well, I won't be surprised if Denver is the first team to hire a head coach at some point.
Okay.
That wouldn't surprise me. And what's amazing, really, is that we are on the Monday past the divisional playoff round. And I can tell you, having covered enough of these things, that by this time, almost every head coaching opening is usually filled. And the fact that they're all lingering out there and not one team that's made a change since the season has ended has hired a new head coach is amazing to me. This is the slowest moving head coaching hiring cycle that we've had in years, and I would venture to say ever. It's more like the NBA than the NFL right now. It's just teams being very deliberate, and I think part of that is that they want to make sure that they make the right decision. There's the aspects of the Rooney Rule where you've got to interview two minority candidates, and I think there's one minority interview in person too. So I think that's slowed it down. And I think the league was trying to slow this down so that everybody would get supposedly a fair shake and opportunity. And again, I've never seen a hiring cycle move this slowly the way that this one has.
What, you know, I'm thinking, is it because of Dan Quinn? I mean, is it because Dan Quinn is the top choice for several teams?
Well, I don't think that's it, but I will say that we got a little bit of a shakeup this past weekend when Byron Leftwich, Todd Bowles, Nathaniel Hackett, Luke Getsy, Brian Daboll, Leslie Frazier, all their teams were eliminated. So now, all of a sudden, all these in-demand coordinators and coaches that were tied up are now free. And so, for the head coaching hiring cycle, that was one of the best results that we could have gotten. Buffalo being out, Tampa being out. I think that will expedite things this week. And again, we're now in the third week. I think this is a week where things are going to start moving as the week goes on.
Adam, I'm starting to get the feeling, and this is just my gut feeling, that Nathaniel Hackett is the lead candidate. So if that were to be true, sell me it. Sell me Nathaniel Hackett without connecting it to Aaron Rodgers. What should we know about Nathaniel that makes him exciting?
Well, supposedly, and I know him a little bit, not very well, but he is somebody who is very cerebral. He is somebody that I think is he thinks differently than a lot of coaches, which is a good thing. He's somebody that has the respect of Aaron Rodgers, bright offensive mind, creative. I don't mean to fall back in the Aaron Rodgers. I almost like the shade. I don't think that's why Denver's hiring a coach, you know, so they go out and make a bid for Aaron Rodgers.
I hope not, but D-Mac thinks so. I'm kidding.
Well, it's, you know, there's levels of that. You know, I mean, I can ask Adam what intel is out there about what Rodgers wants to do, meaning if there's intel out there that Rodgers really does want to leave and move on and you really want Rodgers and he really likes Hackett. I mean, I don't think that's crazy that could all go together. I think if that's the only reason he were to get hired, it's dumb.
Right.
But it certainly makes sense on a lot of levels, Adam.
Well, what I would say to that, D-Mac, is this, that you picked the head coach that you believe is the best man to lead your organization, the guy that you think is going to come in, get the culture the way you want it to be, do the right job with the players, be respected, all those things like that. I think you hire that guy, whoever that is. And so if there's a bonus that he's worked with Aaron Rodgers, that's great. That's great. That's great. But you're not counting or banking on any aspect of that to me.
Well, what is your intel about Rodgers?
Well, I think it's a situation where you saw his press conference Saturday night. He said, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. Now, my first question to that was, any team that Aaron Rodgers is on is never a rebuild.
Right. He's not going to the Chiefs or the Bills, or he's not going to the, you know, that's not happening.
Hold on. They were just the number one seed.
Right.
So you're telling me that if Aaron Rodgers goes back, even though they're $40-plus million, that they're in a rebuild? I don't think so. Okay? I just think, again, I said this on my podcast, the Adam Schefter podcast today. Like, what transpired last summer is basically influencing what will happen this winter. And last summer, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers made an unofficial trade. The Packers traded him the rights to dictate where he wants to go in return for Aaron Rodgers reporting to training camp and going through the year the way he did. Now, it doesn't mean he's not going to want to be in Green Bay again. But they empowered him last offseason by rewriting that contract, restructuring it, and putting it in a way that he gets to dictate what he wants to do this offseason. That was the deal that those two sides made. Okay? So I know the Packers are in agreement that they want Aaron Rodgers back, and that's great. They should. But if Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be back, then he's not going back to Green Bay, and he gets to call that shot. And when I spoke to people around the league this weekend after what he said, it sounded like, to the people I spoke to, it doesn't mean you can take some time and change him, it sounded like he was saying goodbye to Green Bay. That was my read on it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Felt like a threat for sure. Yeah.
What's that?
I said it felt like a threat for sure. So I'm not coming back for a rebuild, so don't think you're going to get rid of any of my weapons and think I'm going to be happy.
I didn't even view it as a threat. I just viewed it as like him, you know, in a thanking everybody, you know, what a great place and fans, you know, everything he said, okay? I was on the phone with a few people this weekend, and I'm like, what is it? They're like, he's out of there. I'm like, well, we'll see. You know, I'm just telling you, that seemed to be the opinion of people I respect.
Well, I hope so.
and you know, look, he's going to take some time here. So, you know, could he change? Sure. Could they sit down and have productive conversations, and could Green Bay convince him? Yeah, that could happen. Absolutely. Like, anything's possible. Yeah. You're asking me right now to assess the events of the weekend and what people believe. I think most people think that sounded like he was bidding bon voyage to Green Bay. Now we'll see how it plays out.
All right, real quick, logistically, I'm looking at your Twitter, as always. Amazing job. Mm-hmm. And the Giants put out a half hour ago that they wrapped things up with Dan Quinn. Yeah. Did they already talk to Dable earlier today, Adam? Is he done?
I don't believe so, because they would have announced that.
Okay. So,
By the way, that would have been awfully quick for Daboll to talk to them that he was in Kansas City late last night. Probably got back to Buffalo early this morning.
Right.
So I guess Daboll is tonight or tomorrow.
Well, there were reports that it was today, that Quinn and Daboll were the same day.
Then it'll be tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, some of these teams, like the Giants, have been very punctual in reporting when they've wrapped up head coaching interviews, like the Broncos.
Yeah.
So when they're done with Brian Daboll, I appreciate you taking my Twitter timeline. It's usually fairly on top of things, we'd like to think. But the teams are going to report it as soon as it's done. Like, we just wrapped up an interview with Dan Quinn. We just wrapped up an interview with Brian Daboll.
And you put out there Broncos up next.
Yeah, Broncos, Bears, both interested. Vikings interested.
Right. I'm gonna guess. Oh boy, Hackett's not hired today. Quinn does.
I don't think Denver makes a move today.
I agree. That's kind of where I'm going here.
Yeah.
Because I think Daboll really is the favorite there in Buffalo, or Giants rather, and I think the Broncos are going to want to hear it out completely.
And I think they're still interested in talking against Kevin O'Connell.
Well, but yeah, they can't even do that, though, until next Monday,
Not right now. Kyle Shanahan wants to take care of that Sunday. They talk to him Monday. Yeah.
All right, Adam. Things over for today, or can we? Should we still be paying attention to this stuff?
Things are never over.
That's what I'm talking about.
Things are never over. Never. Am I expecting a head coach hiring today?
Yes, yes. Anywhere.
A head coach hiring today? No, okay. I'm not.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Love it. Great job. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Okay. Adam Schefter, courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook. What do you think?